تسعة.
Nine.
الدرس التاسع.
Lesson nine.
دخل المدرس الفصل.
The teacher entered the classroom.
ووجد فيه 15 طالبا فقط.
And found in it 15 students only.
فقال لهم.
So he said to them.
أين الطلاب الجدد الخمسة الذين جاءوا أمس؟
Where are the 5 new students who came yesterday?
قال عبد الله.
عبد الله said.
حضروا اليوم. وخرجوا قبل قليل.
They came today and went out a little while ago.
أظن أنهم ذهبوا إلى المدير.
I think they went to the principal.
رجع الطلاب الخمسة بعد قليل.
The 5 students came back after a little while.
فقال لهم المدرس.
Then the teacher said to them.
أإلى المدير ذهبتم يا أبنائي.
Did you go to the principal, my sons?
قالوا.
They said.
نعم.
Yes.
ذهبنا إليه. لأننا ما وجدنا أسماءنا في القائمة.
We went to him because we didn't find our names on the list.
جلس المدرس وقال.
The teacher sat down and said.
أقرأتم درس الأمس يا أبنائي؟
Did you read yesterday's lesson, my sons?
قال الطلاب.
The student said.
نعم.
Yes.
قرأناه وكتبناه وحفظناه.
We read it, wrote it, and memorized it.
قال المدرس.
The teacher said.
أفهمتموه؟
Did you understand it?
قالوا.
They said.
نعم.
Yes.
فهمناه جيدا.
We understood it well.
ما أسهل هذا الدرس.
What an easy lesson this is.
قال عبد الرحمن.
عبد الرحمن said.
أنا ما فهمت فيه 3 كلمات.
I didn't understand 3 words in it.
قال المدرس.
The teacher said.
ما هي؟
What are they?
قال عبد الرحمن.
عبد الرحمن said.
قرأنا في الدرس هذه الجملة.
We read in the lesson this sentence.
عاد جدي من الخرطوم.
My grandfather came back from الخرطوم.
فما معنى هذه الكلمات الثلاث؟
So what is the meaning of these 3 words?
قال المدرس.
The teacher said.
عاد.
Came back.
معناها رجع.
Means returned.
والجد.
And the grandfather.
معناها أبو الأب أو أبو الأم.
Means the father of the father or the mother.
والخرطوم. عاصمة السودان.
And الخرطوم is the capital of Sudan.
أفهمت؟
Do you understand?
قال عبد الرحمن.
عبد الرحمن said,
الآن فهمت.
Now I understand.
ثم فتح المدرس كتابه وقرأ درسا جديدا.
Then the teacher opened his book and read a new lesson.
خلق الله الشمس والقمر والنجوم.
Allah created the sun, the moon, the stars.
والأرض والبحار.
The earth and the seas.
وخلق كل شيء.
And he created everything.
وخلق الإنسان من طين.
And created man from clay.
ثم قام وكتب هذا الدرس على السبورة.
Thereupon he stood up and wrote this lesson on the writing board.
رفع محمد يده وقال.
Muhammad raised up his hand and said,
ما معنى الطين يا أستاذ؟
What is the meaning of clay, sir?
قال المدرس.
The teacher said,
الطين معناه.
The clay means
التراب المختلط بالماء.
Earth mixed with water.
ورفع فيصل يده.
And Faisal raised his hand.
فقال له المدرس.
So the teacher said to him,
أعندك سؤال يا فيصل؟
Do you have a question, Faisal?
قال فيصل.
Faisal said,
نعم.
Yes.
عندي سؤال.
I have a question.
آل بحار جمع البحر.
Is بحار the plural of بحر, meaning sea?
قال المدرس.
The teacher said,
نعم.
Yes.
هو كذلك.
That's right.
قام الحسن وقال.
Al-Hasan stood up and said,
ما جمع السماء يا أستاذ؟
Sir, what is the plural of سماء, meaning heaven?
قال المدرس.
The teacher said,
جمعها سماوات.
Its plural is سماوات, meaning heavens.
ثم سأل المدرس الطلاب عدة أسئلة.
Then the teacher asked the students a number of questions.
المدرس.
The teacher.
من خلقك يا إبراهيم؟
Who created you, Ibrahim?
إبراهيم. خلقني الله.
Allah created me.
المدرس.
The teacher.
من خلقكم يا أبنائي؟
Who created you, my sons?
الجميع.
Everyone.
خلقنا الله.
Allah created us.
المدرس.
The teacher.
من خلقني يا عباس؟
Who created me, Abbas?
عباس. خلقك الله.
Allah created you.
المدرس.
The teacher.
من خلق الشمس يا عبد الله؟
Who created the sun, Abdullah?
عبد الله. خلقها الله.
Allah created it.
المدرس.
The teacher.
وَمَنْ خَلَقَ الْقَمَرَ يَا عَبْدَ الرَّحْمَنِ
And who created the moon, Abdul Rahman?
عبد الرحمن خلقه الله.
Allah created it.
المدرس
the teacher.
ومن خلق النجوم يا أحمد.
And who created the stars, Ahmed?
Ahmed. خلقها الله.
Allah created them.
يعقوب. يا أستاذ.
Sir.
عندي سؤال ليس له علاقة بالدرس.
I have a question that has no connection with the lesson.
المدرس.
The teacher.
ما هو؟
What is it?
يعقوب. قرأت في كتاب أن النجوم أبعد من الشمس.
I read in a book that the stars are farther than the sun.
أصحيح هذا؟
Is this right?
المدرس.
The teacher.
نعم.
Yes.
هذا صحيح.
This is right.
مما خلق الله الإنسان يا عثمان.
From what did Allah create man, Uthman?
عثمان خلق الله الإنسان من طين.
Allah created man from clay.
المدرس.
The teacher.
أحسنت يا عثمان.
Well done, Uthman.
ومما خلق الله الجان يا أبا بكر.
And from what did Allah create the jinn, Abu Bakr?
أبو بكر خلق الله الجان من نار.
Allah created the jinn from fire.
المدرس.
The teacher.
كيف عرفت ذلك يا أبا بكر؟
How did you know that, Abu Bakr?
أبو بكر عرفت ذلك من القرآن الكريم.
I knew that from the Holy Quran.
فجاء في سورة الأعراف.
It is mentioned in Surah Al-A'raf, meaning the heights.
أن إبليس قال لله.
That Satan said to Allah.
أنا خير منه.
I am better than him, meaning Adam.
خلقتني من نار وخلقته من طين.
You created me from fire and created him from clay.
المدرس.
The teacher.
أحسنت يا أبا بكر.
Well done, Abu Bakr.
كم سماء خلق الله يا عبد الله؟
How many heavens did Allah create, Abdullah?
عبد الله خلق الله سبع سماوات.
Allah created seven heavens.
المدرس.
The teacher.
وفي كم يوم خلق الله السماوات والأرض يا عبد الرحمن؟
And within how many days did Allah create the heavens and the earth, Abdurrahman?
Abdurrahman. خلق الله السماوات والأرض في ستة أيام.
Allah created the heavens and the earth in 6 days.
المدرس.
The teacher.
هذا صحيح.
This is right.
قال الله تعالى في كثير من الآيات.
Allah the Most High said in many verses.
إنه خلق سبع سماوات.
That he created seven heavens.
فقال في سورة الطلاق.
He said in Surah Al-Talaq, meaning divorce.
الله الذي خلق سبع سماوات.
It is Allah who has created the seven heavens.
وكذلك قال في كثير من الآيات.
And he also said in many verses,
إنه خلق السماوات والأرض في ستة أيام.
That he created the heavens and the earth in 6 days.
فقال في سورة الحديد.
He said in سورة الحديد, meaning the iron,
هو الذي خلق السماوات والأرض في ستة أيام.
It is he who created the heavens and the earth in 6 days.
في هذه اللحظة رن الجرس.
At this moment, the bell rang.
وخرج المدرس من الفصل.
And the teacher went out of the class.
تمارين.
Exercises.
واحد.
One.
أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية.
Answer the following questions.
اثنين.
Two.
أنا خير منه. خلقتني من نار وخلقته من طين. واحد. من قال هذا؟ اثنان. ولمن؟ ثلاثة. من أي سورة هذه الآية؟
Read the ayah and answer the following questions.
ثلاثة.
Three.
ضع هذه العلامة صواب أمام الجمل الصحيحة وهذه العلامة خطأ أمام الجمل غير الصحيحة.
Mark the correct statements with the check sign and the incorrect ones with the X sign.
أربعة.
Four.
ما معنى الكلمات الآتية؟
Write the meanings of these words in Arabic.
خمسة.
Five.
اقرأ المثال ثم أكمل ما يلي على غراره.
Read the example, then fill in the blanks with suitable words.
ستة.
Six.
اقرأ الأمثلة ثم اكتب الجمل الآتية مستعملا فعل التعجب.
Read the examples and then rewrite the following sentences using
فعل التعجب.
سبعة.
Seven.
تأمل الأمثلة ثم اقرأ الكلمات الآتية واكتبها مع ضبط أواخرها.
Learn the examples, then read the following words with the correct endings.
ثمانية.
Eight.
تأمل الأمثلة ثم عين فيما يلي جمع المؤنث السالم واضبط آخره.
Read the examples and then read the words in the sound feminine plural form with the correct ending.
تسعة.
Nine.
تأمل المثال ثم أدخل همزة استفهام على الجمل الآتية.
Learn the example, then rewrite the following sentences using the interrogative aleph.
عشرة.
Ten.
تأمل المثال ثم أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية على غراره.
Learn the example, then answer the following questions.
أحد عشر.
Eleven.
تأمل الكلمة الآتية.
Learn the following word.
اثنى عشر.
12.
تأمل الكلمات الآتية.
Learn the following words.
ثلاثة عشر.
13.
تأمل المثال ثم اكتب الجمل الآتية بعد تحويل الكلمات التي تحتها خط إلى جموع.
Rewrite the following sentences after changing the underlined words to the plural as shown in the example.
14.
14.
تأمل المثال ثم اكتب الجمل الآتية بعد تحويل الكلمات التي تحتها خط إلى جموع.
Rewrite the following sentences after changing the underlined words to the plural as shown in the example.
الأسماء الموصولة المذكر المفرد من الفتى الذي دخل الفصل الآن؟ الذي الجمع من الفتية الذين دخلوا الفصل الآن؟ الذين المؤنث المفرد من الفتاة التي دخلت الفصل الآن؟ التي الجمع من الفتيات اللاتي دخلن الفصل الآن؟ اللاتي.
15.
15.
كون جملا مستعملا الكلمات الآتية.
Use each of the following words in a sentence.
الكلمات الجديدة.
New vocabulary.
قائمة.
List. The plural is
قوائم. معنى.
Meaning.
طين.
Mud or clay.
نار.
Fire.
علاقة.
Connection. The plural is
علاقات. لحظة.
Moment.
جرس.
Bell. The plural is
أجراس. عدة.
A number of.
حضر.
He attended, or he was present.
خلق.
He created.
رفع.
He raised.
أحسنت.
You have done well, or well done.
رن.
It rang. Review. Lesson 9. In this lesson, we learn the following. 1. The accusative ending of the sound feminine plural. We have learnt earlier that the normal accusative ending of a noun is the A sound. For example,
إن البيت جديد. قرأت الكتاب.
Now we learn that the accusative ending of a noun in the sound feminine plural form is the I sound, or كسرة, instead of the A sound, or فتح. For example,
رأيت الأبناء والبنات.
I saw the sons and the daughters. In this sentence, both
الأبناء
and
البنات
are objects of the verb
رأيت,
and so they are in the accusative case, منصوب. The noun
الأبناء
has the regular A sound or fatha ending, but the noun
البنات
has the I or kasra ending because it is a sound feminine plural ending in at. Here are some more examples.
خلق الله السماوات والأرض.
Allah created the heavens and the earth.
السماوات والأرض. قرأت الكتب والصحف والمجلات.
I read the books, the newspapers, and the magazines.
الكتب والصحف والمجلات. إن الإخوة والأخوات في البيت.
Indeed, the brothers and sisters are at home.
الإخوة والأخوات.
Remember that the accusative and genitive endings are the same in the sound feminine plural form. For example,
إن الطالبات في الحافلات.
Indeed, the female students are in the buses. Here,
الطالبات
is mansub because of
إن
and
الحافلات
is مجرور because of the preposition
في.
But both have the kasra ending. 2. We have learned that
رأيتك
means I saw you, and
رأيته
means I saw him. Now we learn the use of the pronoun of the first person, me. Note the following.
رأيتني.
You saw me.
خلقني الله.
Allah created me.
سألني المدرس.
The teacher asked me. The pronoun of the first person is only ya, or the long e sound. But a noon is added between the verb and the pronoun ya, or long e, so that the final vowel of the verb may not be affected due to the ya or long e. As we know, you saw is
رأيت
for masculine and
رأيت
for feminine. If we say رأيتي or رأيتي, the Arabic phonetic system requires the omission of the vowel a or e before the pronoun ya, long e. So the verb in both cases will become رأيتي,
رأيتي,
and the difference between the masculine and the feminine will be lost. That is why a noon is inserted between the verb and the pronoun ya or long e, ra'aitani or ra'aitini. This noon is called the noon of protection,
noon al-wiqayati,
because it protects the final vowel of the verb from omission. 3. How to say in Arabic, how beautiful is this car? What a beautiful car this is. This is expressed in Arabic by
ما أجمل هذه السيارة.
This is called
فعل التعجب,
meaning verb of wonder, and has the form
ما أفعله.
One can use the pronoun
هو
or any other pronoun in the accusative, or replace it by a noun in the accusative case. For example,
ما أطيبك,
how good you are.
ما أفقرها.
How poor she is.
ما أكثر النجوم.
How numerous the stars are.
ما أسهل هذا الدرس.
How easy this lesson is. 4. We have learnt in book 1 that the noun after ya,
ya,
takes only one dhamma. For example,
ya waladu, ya ustadhu, ya bilalu, ya hamidu.
Now, if the noun after ya is mudaf, it is mansub. For example,
ya bint Bilal,
O daughter of Bilal.
Ya ukht Muhammad,
O sister of Muhammad.
Ya ibn akhi,
O son of my brother.
Ya rabb al-Ka'bati,
O Lord of the Kaaba.
Ya abd Allah,
O servant of Allah.
Ya Aba Bakr,
O Abu Bakr. Literally, O father of Bakr. Note that the accusative form of
Abu
is
Aba. Ya Rabbana,
O our Lord. 5. We have learnt in book 1 that the noun after kam,
kam,
how many, is singular and mansub. But if the word kam,
kam,
is preceded by a preposition, the noun following it may be majrur or mansub. For example,
كم ريالا عندك؟
How many rials have you?
بكم ريالا ريال هذا؟
How many rials does it cost? Here, both
ريالا
and
ريال
are permissible because of the preposition
ب.
In the same way, we can say
في كم يوما
or
يوم
in how many days. 6. When the interrogative
ما
is preceded by a preposition, the aleph of
ما
is dropped. For example,
ب
plus
ما
becomes
بما
with what.
لي
plus
ما
becomes
لما
for what or why.
من
plus
ما
becomes
مما
from what. Note that the noon of
من
has been assimilated to the meme of
ما من
plus
ما
becomes
مما عن
plus
ما
becomes
عما
about what. Note that the noon of
عن
has been assimilated to the meme of ما.
عن
plus
ما
becomes
عم.
7. We have learnt the relative pronouns
الذي
masculine singular and
التي
feminine singular. Now we learn their plural forms. The plural of
الذي
is
الذين,
and that of
التي
is
التي.
Here are some examples. Masculine singular.
الرجل الذي خرج من مكتب المدير مدرس جديد.
The man who left the headmaster's office is a new teacher. Masculine plural.
الرجال الذين خرجوا من مكتب المدير مدرسون جدد.
The men who left the headmaster's office are new teachers. Feminine singular.
الطالبة التي جلست أمام المدرسة بنت المديرة.
The female student who sat in front of the lady teacher is the headmistress's daughter. Feminine plural.
الطالبات اللاتي جلسن أمام المدرسة بنات المديرة.
The female students who sat in front of the lady teacher are the headmistress's daughters. 8. We have learnt the particle
a,
which turns a statement into a question. If the noun following it has
l,
the
a
changes to
a.
For example,
المدرس قال لك
becomes
المدرس قال لك.
Did the teacher tell you?
اليوم رأيته
becomes
اليوم رأيته.
Did you see him today? But
هذا الطالب سألك
becomes
أهذا الطالب سألك.
Did the student ask you? 9. The final ya, which is pronounced aleph, is written aleph when a genitive or accusative pronoun is attached to the word. For example,
معنى
meaning becomes
معناه
its meaning.
كوى
he ironed becomes
كواه
he ironed it. 10.
الطلاب الجدد الخمسة.
The five new students. Here the number is used as an adjective, and so it comes after the ma'adud. Here are some more examples.
الكتب الأربعة.
The four books.
الرجال العشرة.
The 10 men.
الصحاح الستة.
The 6 authentic books of hadith.
الأخوات الخمس.
The 5 sisters. 11.
أإلى المدير ذهبتم.
Here,
إلى المدير
has been brought forward for the sake of emphasis. Note the following.
رأيت بلالا.
I saw Bilal without emphasis.
بلالا رأيت.
It was Bilal that I saw with emphasis. The second construction is used in case of doubt or denial. Vocabulary.
قائمة.
List.
علاقة.
Connection.
معنى.
Meaning.
لحظة.
Moment.
طين.
mud or clay.
جرس
bell.
نار
fire.
عدة كتب
a number of books.
عدة أسئلة
a number of questions.
حضر
he attended or he was present.
رن
it rang.
خلق
he created.
رفع
he raised.
أحسنت
you have done well or well done.
عاصمة
capital city.
مختلط
mixed.
كذلك
like that.
جن
جن
حديد
iron metal.
هكذا
like this or so.